The 46 native futures sites were called enterprise sites in the first version of the legislation, introduced by Congressman Don Young in 2007. At the time, enterprise sites named in Killeen Bay near Sitka, along with Poison Cove and Big Bay, generated significant resistance among area residents. The revised version of the bill, introduced in April 2009, which is now known as Senate Bill 881, still contains a list of native future selections that may generate controversy. The selections cover all of southeast Alaska, from Eleanor Island in Yakutat Bay to Waterfall Bay on Dahl Island near Prince of Wales. In Sitka, Killeen Bay has been dropped. Instead, Sea Alaska proposes selecting Sinitsin Cove just around the corner. Poison Cove is out of the bill, but the popular hunting area at False Island has been added, as has Rodman Bay. To the south of Sitka, Big Bay has remained of native future selection in both versions of the bill. There are two selections in Tenneke Inlet and another three along the northern shoreline of Chichikov Island. Region-wide, the native futures selections comprise 5,000 acres. Another 6,000 acres have been proposed as sacred site selections, and the bill would allow Sea Alaska to select another 1,200 acres of cultural sites when they are identified. Although no logging or mineral development will be allowed on the native futures or cultural selections, the lands can be used for tourism development and education. Nevertheless, at the bill's last hearing in Washington, D.C. in October, before the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, most of the testimony involved Sea Alaska's right to finalize its selection of timberlands, as authorized by the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. In his testimony, Undersecretary of Agriculture Jay Jensen suggested that Sea Alaska might be overreaching.
It is in our brief time so far in this administration, we believe it will be difficult to extract the lands identified in S881 from the broader attempt to achieve a comprehensive and equitable solution for all those who have rights, interests, investments in their use and management.
Jensen visited Sitka last fall as part of a tour by newly appointed officials in the Obama administration. He told senators that he believed there was interest in finalizing Sea Alaska's land entitlement, but not at the expense of other values in the region.
We support the timely and equitable distribution under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. We are also very focused on developing the department and agency's role in providing sustainable support for a diversity of economic opportunities for Alaskan communities and Native Alaskans. I recently got to visit Southeast Alaska with my rural development counterpart, Deputy Undersecretary Victor Vasquez. While there, we co-hosted two economic diversity workshops in Sitka and Ketchikan to hear directly from members of the community about how USDA can support the people of Southeast Alaska. Similar workshops are now being held in every southeastern community, 32 in all. We want to convey our commitment to working with the citizens of the region to find solutions that they want to pursue.
Elsewhere in the region, many communities are unhappy that Sea Alaska is making timber selections outside of the original withdrawal area specified by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Senator Lisa Murkowski urged Jensen to consider that the original withdrawal areas in 1971 were constrained by the 50-year timber contracts between the Forest Service and the region's two large pulp mills. She said that over 40% of the 1971 withdrawal areas were under saltwater. Sea Alaska board member Byron Malott told the senators that his corporation was giving up rights to prime old-growth watersheds in order to make selections outside of the 1971 withdrawal areas. He also made an argument that has begun to encounter some resistance among tribal citizens of Southeast, that the Sea Alaska lands legislation is a form of reparation for the creation of the Tongass National Forest.
This is a native place. It is the homeland of the First Peoples. That their efforts to share and be part of all of those that came later were done in goodwill on the basis of respect and a desire to come and to work together would be the best kind of way to celebrate this incredible national vision.
A number of Southeast communities have also gone on record urging the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee to hold field hearings locally. Petersburg passed a resolution on February 16th. Craig sent a letter on January 25th. Thorne Bay passed a resolution opposing S-881 in June. According to the Library of Congress database, the bill remains on hold in the Senate subcommittee.